He must have bought many occultic books, pay huge sums of money to sit under a masters of black magic. That must have been his former practice. And so by default, not knowing any better, as he come into the kingdom of God, not understanding that the kingdom of God operate on different principles. And that's what happens. Sometimes when we have a certain background in the world, and we come into the kingdom of God, we begin to look at the kingdom of God from a worldly principle. We don't realize that there are people in the kingdom that could, there are people in the kingdom who are not perfect, who walk by worldly principle. But there are also people in the kingdom of God who walk by kingdom principle. I know many Christians who will do what God wants them to do because they love God for nothing else. So there are missionaries who go out sometimes without any support, not sent by any organization. Go out to hard places, difficult places, and if you could find them in those hard places and ask, why are you doing this? They say, because we love God and He called us to be here. No amount of money will bring them there. No amount of money will try to get them there. But one word from their master whom they love was enough. Simon doesn't know any better. Thinks the kingdom of God operate on that principle. And so, he got one of those rebukes that was very shocking to him. Here is a person who needs the healing of a broken heart. But what was going on in his life? What would help him to get healed here in the book of Acts 8? See, he doesn't know any better. And it's good that Peter was frank and honest with him and said, look, your money perished with you. It's of no value in the kingdom of God. No value at all. And frankly, the Bible church, if we read the Bible carefully, if we read 1 John and we read James and all the epistles, you realize this, that in the kingdom of God, there's no place for social status, titles, or politicking, or trying to get recognition. There's no place for that. Although that happens in many places and many so-called Christian organizations, it is not part of the kingdom of God. So it doesn't matter someone is a prince or a pauper. It doesn't matter whether someone is well-educated or not educated. The moment they step to the door, they must be treated with the same equal respect and same love and attention as anyone born and washed with the blood of Jesus. Amen. That's why the communion is so important. In the communion, in the blood of Jesus, we all stand as equals, priests in the hands of God. So Simon didn't know better. He comes to this situation. And let's analyze some of the problems that was going on here. Peter says, this is the condition of his heart. Look at verse 22-23. He says, the thought of your heart, pray that God will forgive your wrong thinking. That's in verse 22. He had wrong thinking. And wrong thinking produced wrong methods. And wrong methods express completely carnal methods. We cannot do God's work by the arm of the flesh, by carnal methods. Carnality cannot produce spirituality. What is born of the spirit is spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. And so you can't mix the two. And so he says he got wrong thinking in his heart, which needs forgiveness. Verse 23, he is poisoned by bitterness. Look at verse 23. There is something eating him up. In some of your translation, it says, for you are in the gall of bitterness, poisoned by bitterness, and bound by iniquity. And the word bitterness here needs to be understood. There's something in his heart, and that is pressing upon him and makes him what he is. Whether we like it or not, Every one of us and our character is a reflection of all that we are inside. Sometimes we are a bit more clever at socializing, and we put a facade in front of us. And sometimes, you know, people could be very hurt, but yet outside the tribe they'd be cheerful. After some time, the strain on them is too great, and they fall apart. Because what is inside you must be what is outside. Then there's equilibrium. And here is Simon. He is this bitterness that is in his life. And he has the gall of bitterness. Something is eating him on the inside. And the Greek word implies, the word poison is like there is an organ on his inside that is producing bitterness. It's like he has developed a cancer on his inside. And it's on his inside. You know how when cancer develops, is like a tumor. But this is worse than a cancer and tumor. This is the word G-A-L-L, the gall of bitterness. It is like an actual organ, and you know your gallbladder is secreting things, a very bitter liquid, into your stomach organs to help, apparently, in the digestive process of some of the food. So the gallbladder is producing that bitter substance, supposed to be added to your food for its digestive process. So here is not an organ that is good, it's an organ that is like the gallbladder producing bitterness. So Simon has an actual organ on his inside, not physically of course, probably deep in his soul, that was still producing bitter things. And those, some of those bitter things are flowing into his thought and into his mind. And what he needs is a gallbladder removal operation. Spiritually, that is. And only a sword of the Spirit can reach. The other thing that was happening is he is bound by iniquity. The word iniquity is the word edikia, which means the opposite of righteousness. So the correct translation is unrighteousness. Unrighteousness. And not only did he have works of unrighteousness, he is bound. Do you know what bound means? Bound is to have your hands and your feet all tied up. Now think about those things going on. Here is a Christian and his name is Simon. First, he has some sort of wrong formation of organ within him in his soul called the gall of bitterness that is producing bitter feelings and thoughts in his life. And his hands and probably his feet are bound up on the inside by unrighteousness, by the force of unrighteousness. Now think about trying to live the Christian life that way. Of course he will continue to fail. Of course he will continue to struggle. So what would be the solution? Well, first let's look at bitterness and what it actually is. And you can cross-reference to the book of Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. And that's why we sang the song about the love of God. Because it is something that we need to experience deep on our inside. And there's only one cure. And we'll come to that afterwards. In Hebrews chapter 12. It tells us here. In verse 15. And in writing to the Hebrews, the Apostle Paul warned them about this thing happening. In verse 14 and 15, he says, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Look carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled." So we are warned about the root of bitterness, of it coming forth out of our life. And look what the root of bitterness can also cause in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. So it seems to be a common theme that the early Christians have to deal with in verse 31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Now remember, these scriptures are written to Christians. They were not written to non-Christians. Non-Christians have all these problems plus more. But Christians can be born again and to a certain extent have a measure of the Spirit in their life and the Word of God and teaching, but struggle in their life in this area. Which is why Paul in Ephesians 4 says, in verse 30, he says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do not grieve the Spirit. And part of not grieving the Spirit is in verse 31, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from us. So obviously, it is something that the Christians have to learn to deal with. And the apostles have to instruct the Christian in this epistle how to be careful to remove all bitterness out of their life. Question, what is bitterness? What are its effect? What actually causes it? Now you can see the manifestation. So we work backwards. One of the manifestations of bitterness is in verse 31 of Ephesians 4, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking. So when someone is speaking evil all the time, and speaking bad things all the time, remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And it's out of the abundance of the gall of bitterness that they are speaking those things. Or when someone have wrong evil thoughts, you know, always thinking, suspicious of everyone, always thinking everybody is talking about them. Nobody has a time to talk about you. Everybody has their own lives. Everybody has their own battles to fight. Who has so much time to sit around 8 hours a day talking about you? Nobody. But sometimes people perceive that. And they think they had a word of knowledge when what they had was the word of the devil. And so what causes this stream of thoughts? The gall of bitterness. It's producing it. And it needs to be healed, needs to be touched. So we know when you have an abundance of anger and clamor coming out of a life, then you know the root of it is bitterness. And also, when we have like Simon, his background is an attention seeker. And you know why he wants the power? To show off. I can't think of any other reason why he wanted power. I don't think he wanted the power to help people. He just wants the power to show off. So in other words, now that he's born again, before he was born again, he was a satanic show off. Now that he's born again, he wants to be a Holy Ghost show off. What difference? It is still carnal. And he did not want the power to help people. He just wanted the power to get attention for himself because he was an attention getter. And all that, those things were proceeding out of a gall of bitterness. Now to understand this bitterness we need to understand that it is not wrong to have wrong feelings or wrong emotions or a sense of sorrow. And we'll talk about each emotion as we go. Just briefly, and I'll just to show you that there are different depths that we go to. You know what actually causes anger? Why do people get angry? Some say, oh, because they are hurt. Yes. But what else? Isn't that deeper? Everyone who is hurt gets angry. But why? Why do we get angry when we get hurt? You know why? Every emotion came from a positive one applied wrongly. What is fear? Fear is the opposite of faith. Faith is to trust and believe in God. Fear is to trust and believe in the devil's words and in the wrong things. We have to be taught fear. Right? And although our natural inclination as a fallen, unredeemed, and imperfect humans is fear,